It's one of those problems that have plagued us for generations and for which nobody seems to have an answer. Why do we get ingrown toenails? Despite the best efforts of manicurists and chiropodists, they always seem to persist, and it can be very painful to chop out the offending bits of intruding nail. They can also cause serious infections for people with diabetes. But now maths has come to the rescue, because according to Nottingham physicist Cyril Rauch, three of the most common nail problems are a direct result of the stresses and strains on the nail. So how should we be shaping our nails to combat the dreaded ingrown toenail? Tim Revel cuts to the chase, if not the quick.
Essentially speaking, from a physics standpoint, you've got two stresses, an adhesion stress and a growth stress. Now, in physics, if you want simple, normal conditions, you need to make sure that all the stresses can balance each other. But in some case, this balance between the growth stress and the adhesion stress don't balance each other. And this can lead to a sort of an excess of force, which will have a tendency to buckle the nail plate. As a result of that, you may develop some well-known conditions like ingrown nails or, pincer nails.
Sounds painful. When the forces on your nail are out of balance, you're at risk of getting a painful nail condition. But the way that you cut your nails can help.
There are ways of filing nails or cutting nails to, diminish or to stop the sort of amplifications of this imbalance that exists between the growth force and the adhesion forces. And I can give you one example. If you imagine that you can take your nail out of your finger and then you can put it on your desk as a flat. Now, the edge that is curved, if you want to avoid any problem, has to follow a sort of parabola. We found that if the nail follow a parabola, the likelihood of developing conditions of your nails that are, again, related to sort of imbalance of growth and adhesions is almost nil.
Parabolic nail cutting is the future. Or in other words, model your manicure on a U-shape. If you cut your nails this way, you should be able to avoid some pretty painful nail conditions. So make sure to tell your manicurist.
That was Dr. Cyril Rauch, who's from the University of Nottingham, and he was reporting those findings in the journal Physical Biology. So you'll have to stop chewing your toenails as well, Kat.
I am a fingernail biter, I'm afraid.